Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Ms. Tracy Roberts, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Tracy. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Right, okay.
You have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Tracy?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Mum.
Okay.
Give me a bit of time and I'm going into another room.
Okay.
Okay, hi.
Hiya. No problem. It is quite obviously a sensitive issue, so I do understand. Obviously, Tracy, all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal.
Okay.
It's my role to go out and gather the evidence for you to give you the best chance of obviously getting some recognition and some financial compensation. So it's not only about your time and care, this call, it's a little bit more about the trauma you faced as a child, how that had an effect on you in your adult life, whether that be the likes of, you know, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of mental health issues, any alcohol or substance issues, or how they treat you, I'll write to those relevant authorities, gather that information, whether that be your GP, NHS, rehabilitation centres, clinics. The reason being is we can paint an accurate picture then of the trauma you faced as a child, how that's had an effect on you into your adult life.
Right.
Is that okay?
That's fine. It's just to try to put it into words. I would rather you ask me a question and you answer the question.
I understand that. And at any point in the call you don't wish to continue or you're struggling, just let me know and I'll call you straight back or whenever. So it is just me asking questions. It's not, like I said, it's not about your time and care, it's more about your adult life.
Okay,
sorry for this, Tracy. I am so sorry.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Ms. Roberts?
From the last 30 years or something.
Yeah, you've
suffered. I'm still going through anxiety and depression. I've been going through it badly the last 5-6 years. I didn't really go to the doctors about it because I wasn't going to doctors. I wasn't getting. To cut a long story short, I don't sleep. I've got, oh my God, what's the name of it? Whatever it is, I can't sleep. And but because I've took a lot of overdoses, the doctors are not prescribing sleep tablets. So I don't go to the doctors a lot. I'm on own antidepressant. They did give me that. They will give me a seven day thing, but they won't give me sleep tablets because they have took a few overdoses.
Okay, but you are on antidepressants?
Yeah, I've been on for years.
Okay. On antidepressants. Okay. The overdoses that you took, Tracy, did you end up in hospital in any of those?
The first one I took was I was in Snowdon. I was 13. The next one I took, I was 18, I was homeless, I was signing up my dad's house. I ended up in hospital with trauma. The next one was, I was 20 odd. I can't remember that one too much. The next one, I slit all my wrists and ended up in hospital. Then I ended up in Levendale. And then after Levendale, I got out and then I took another overdose and then they were going to section me. So I couldn't let them section me because I was a load of my babies and my family woke me in the house for a couple of months to still test them and so I've been against with that. And then I think it was about 8 years ago was the last one I took. And I've been on my, I've been taking own antidepressant since then, so maybe they're kind of helping me. So yeah. I've put a lot of overdoses and done a lot of daft things.
I'm so sorry. That sounds awful for you. I'm so sorry you had to go through all that.
Okay, it's fine. I think I'm by the end of all that, to be honest with you. I mean, I've got a beautiful family. I've got 5 kids, I've got 3 grandkids. I'm just, my family's just amazing. So it's okay to live for that, what to live for, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, amazing. Now, true to their family. Okay. Okay. Did you have any issues with any drugs or alcohol, Tracy? Or was it just all mental health issues?
I was on speed for about 2 years, but nobody really knew about it. I mean, I was addicted to it, but nothing came out of it. I didn't lose my range or nothing through it. So
that's okay.
The alcohol thing, my big sister died. She was only 34. She died with alcohol, so that was 22 years ago she died with alcohol, so no, alcohol's not good. When my sister died, I was only alcohol for a year. When I had my veins, but I kind of tried to keep my mum alive and all, so she tried to commit suicide a couple of different ways when my big sister died, because that was our firstborn child, you know what I mean? So
I don't know how people cope with that, losing a child, honestly.
I don't understand it, but my sister was my best pal and all that, so I had to drink and I left my mum with my 5 aunts. But at the time, you're not thinking about it, I kind of did save my mum's life, if you know what I mean. She can't remember that, I said, but you had to look at my veins were more important to her than her grief, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of worked it out that way, thank God. But that's the only time I've ever had a problem with it, with just the grief. That was only the grief.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Fiona. Honestly, I'm sorry for your loss as well, for your sister.
It's not an everyday thing, sorry, on the go.
No, no problem. So I've got a couple of care settings here. I've got CARD Ross Assessment Centre.
CARD Ross.
Yeah. I've got another one just labelled as Snowden.
CARD Ross was an assessment centre. I was only in that for 3 weeks.
What is Snowden?
Snowden is a listee school. It's just a residential school. So because I never went to school, so I went in there when I was 13. No, 12. I went in there at 12. And I didn't leave till I was 16 and a half.
So it's a residential school?
It's a home. It's a residential. That's what they call it, I think.
School.
But it's just obviously, you go to panels of social workers and you get sent away, and that's where I get sent away to.
Okay. Snowden Residential School, let's see. Just make sure there is. Okay. Was she known as Tracy Roberts in care, Tracy?
Always.
Always known as Tracy Roberts?
Aye, that's my name, aye. Born Tracy Roberts, die Tracy Roberts.
Okay. Okay, so... I'm going to go through some institutions with you, i.e., you know, GP, and some of the hospitals that you were in due to the suicide attempts. And what I'll do is I'll write to those, you know, various different medical institutions and gather all their evidence for you. It's all, I mean, it's horrendous, obviously, what you've been through. But I can utilise all this as evidence of what happened to you as a child. Had a massive effect on you as an adult. So if you can just be patient with me a second, I'll just go through some of these institutions together. So I can gather the names, and then I'll write to all of them.
It's actually quite easy because I've stayed in the Gobbles all my life, nearly, except that I get out of my preschool and that. So the nearest hospital is always the same hospital, do you know what I mean? So I'm not going to hurt. So it was the Victoria Infirmary, but the problem is with the Victoria Infirmary, the old Victoria Infirmary is shut down now, but they've got a new Victoria. They've got a new Victoria, but I think obviously your records must be still there, do you know what I mean?
Course, yeah.
Right, so 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. My brother, the van I done in here about 8 years ago, is I never went to hospital. I never went to hospital. My brother and my boyfriend just threw me in the bath, kind of walked me down to get me away there.
When
so I didn't go to hospital with that van, but that was the only van. That was the only van I never went to hospital for.
What was the time before that one then? And we'll go back from there, I suppose.
Right. Will I go back away? Rather than come from. Right, so I'm better off starting for the very first one that I remember.
Go on, we'll do that one
right.
And then that's fine, we can go forward.
Right, so I was in Snowdon.
I've already started the Royal Victorian Infirmary once, sorry.
Right, fine then. Right,
so the time you were in the Royal Victoria, the Victoria Royal Infirmary for the suicide attempt, the first time you were there, what date was that?
Right, just after that, I was 18 with that one.
So that's 54,
64, 70, 72,
1972.
Oh, no.
Jesus, no way.
You're going up then, go back. 81, 89. Right, 89, because my son was born in 1990. 89.
Okay.
So, right, so that was the first one. I signed up my dad to, and my dad phoned me. And then, I really don't know how long I was in the hospital, but honestly,
it's okay.
They made me wake up. But I ended up with the chickenpox in the hospital, so I don't know how. So my dad had said, actually, because I saved my dad, when I got him, I can't remember getting him to his house, but he had to put carmine lotion on me, so that was really bad. So I remember that quite well.
Okay.
So the next one would have been down at the drums. It was 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, right? So down the form in 1990. So say 1994, I'll go in 1994. So I slapped my wrist.
Yeah.
I got food somewhere. I got took to the Victoria Hospital.
Yeah.
Then the doctors came from Levendale, and they came in a van and took me up to Levendale.
Okay. How long was you in Levendale for?
Four days, but the doctor says to my children, do not, because I wasn't committed, he says, don't bring your children up.
Yeah.
Don't bring your children up, because if you bring your children up, she's going to run out. He brought the reins up the next day, and obviously they couldn't keep me in. So that was on the Tuesday, I get out in the Levendale, and then the first day I went to 100 sleeping tablets.
Wow.
I went too soon, obviously, but I got found wherever I got found. Then whenever I woke up, a psychiatrist from Levendale was there and said as soon as the tablets are out the system, you can back to Levendale, there's a good session. But my brother and my sister locked him up, and obviously I was crying and all that, and I said to them, you need to help me escape or I'm going to take away. If they section me for 6 months, I'll never make it back out again. I'm going to go to Wayne. So they helped me get out of the hospital. They helped me get out of the hospital, and then we got a taxi down the road, and I was just in a long time. and he was lying in front of fire for months and months, but at least I still had my range, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
I couldn't get sectioned. And I think after that one, I got phone at the Clyde. Oh my God, what is going on with me? The things I'm remembering now. Oh my God. Yeah. So it was a couple of months.
Roller coaster crazy with you here, pal.
I was just mad. But a couple of months later, I got phoned at the Clyde side. I can't swim, but I was ready to jump into the water.
Yeah.
And a couple of Bible bashers or Jehovah's Witnesses that I don't know.
Yeah.
They phoned the police. The police took me. Oh my God. I don't know what. I can't remember. I can't remember what police station they took to. But then we got took to court. We got took to court the next day. Then the psychiatrist came and he spoke to me. And I said, did you try and kill yourself? And I said, no. I said, I was drunk. I was just drunk. And I won the phone to police. And then
yeah.
I ended up getting a PS release. So I then had to go in front of the courtroom.
Okay.
And I think that was the last time I felt sorry for myself.
Yeah. No problem. Can I take your GP details then, please, Tracy, and I'll write your GP as well.
Right, so it's a Govanhill Health Centre. Govanhill Health Centre.
Okay.
And you get all different doctors, so it's...
Yeah, that's totally fine. Is that in King's Park?
Govanhill.
I don't know.
It's a D thing. I don't even know the postcode there.
It's okay, you're fine. That's no problem at all. And how long have you been with that GP for?
I've been in this house 15 years, I think. 14 years.
Okay, so
14 years. And I'm trying to think who my last doctor would have been, because...
It's okay. It's no problem.
Oh, I would have been Gordon's Health Centre. Before that, it would have been Gordon's Health Centre. But as I say, I didn't go to doctors a lot.
Yeah,
but
that's okay. That's no problem.
They should have been doing.
Okay. So when I get all of your medical records, I'll obviously be writing to the social services, the education authority and the prison service from your time in care. When I get all of that information, do you want me to share it with you, Tracy, or not? It's up to you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, perfect.
But I would prefer to get an email rather than a phone call, because I watch my grandma, and I've got my grandma in the bedside every week. But my mum died when she's been really well, my mum and auntie. But with your phone, I've had to sneak into a room and talk. You know, my father
okay.
went.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
It's, when I go in, I've got to make, I don't even know what to say to my mum now. I don't want my ma. My ma's always felt guilty. When we went into care, she always blamed herself. But it was nothing to do with her. She just couldn't hold on to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I'll do, Tracy, is I'll put a note on your file, because, I mean, this is the last call, really, I'm going to have with you until I get your information back, which could be in 10 months' time. But I usually do contact my clients every 3 to 4 weeks to have a chat with them. But I can just, I'll put it on your system that, you know, just to... I'll just send email updates to you.
Email would be good. That would be amazing. It's just I don't like lying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, me neither. I'll do that. It's not a problem. Okay, so I'll get you back to your mum as quickly as I can. I'll run you through the last part of this call. We're nearly done now. So when I get the information, I'll share it all with you. We'll go through it together, Tracy. Like I said, it could be up to 10 months' time. What will then happen is we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress. So we'll go through it all. We'll make sure you're happy with everything. We haven't missed anything out. All your statements are correct. All your statements have everything you want inside of them. We'll then add your medical records to the case as well as proof of, you know, what happened to you as a child, has happened, you know, into your adult life. And we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress. as an overall picture of Tracy Roberts. What will happen then, Tracy, is we'll then get what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. And then from there...
I don't need you there.
No, it's all done behind closed doors, Tracy. So yourself or ourselves as a law firm, we don't need to attend. But we'll get notified by email and letter of any sort of recognition and apology, and also offer of financial compensation for you, Tracy. Is that okay?
It's cheating, but
Do you understand? Do you understand all of that? Do you have any questions?
When I was talking to that other woman, my problem is, as I said, I've got five kids. I've got a wonderful family. I went through and everything, how you have a good family there. What is amazing, do you know what I mean? And for my daughter and my son to know that I went through half of that shit, I couldn't put it through. I couldn't write it. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't help them that way. But my main concern is them finding out even in. I mean, they knew I was in care. Happy days, you get bullied, that's it. They know absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So okay. I wouldn't like to see their wee faces looking at my wee faces. I know I don't. But you know what I mean? I need it behind closed doors, and then just whatever happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll make sure that I only contact you by email, and that last call, like I said, we do need to have a call on that one, so I will give you notice, and if you need to get out the
line. Just give me notice that you're going to phone, and that way I can sit and be myself and understand everything you said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Just before you go, Tracy, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure you fully understand our fees and the process, and before I go off and start our main body of work for you on your case. So just to let you know, Tracy, you can actually apply for the Scottish redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. If you wish to, you can also obviously gather your own evidence and submit your own case. So that is option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Tracy, that will help you apply for the Scottish redress and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case. Now I can't legally go into what them law firms would do for you, but probably more importantly, Tracy, what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you as MMA Legal, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't take a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government or, in their pockets or however which way you want to look at it. What we do with clients like yourself is we enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business to go out and get you the best chance of getting...
Wait, can I ask you one thing? I read something, I don't get it. Obviously, you'd get 20% if I get any money that's happening. Happy days, I mean, we started with nothing if we get something. But I read something, and it's something about, I can't remember what it is, I'm not going to word this right, but it's something about fees, right? It's something about fees, even though win, lose, or draw, or whatever, that is something about fees that I still have to pay.
So what happens is, I'll run through it with you, so... Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is no matter what, how much work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that, on the no-fee part, because you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your time because of your time in care and obviously because of your mental health issues, if we are unsuccessful with your case, and that means if we don't get you any compensation, we will not come looking for fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. So it will never come back onto you, Tracy.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Okay.
That's fabulous.
Okay. Do you understand?
I'm not that brilliant.
No, I'll give you.
Aye, definitely, definitely.
Okay, perfect. And are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. So just to let you know, Tracy, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is within 14 days, you wish to change your mind, you can rip up any agreement you have with us and walk away. If you was not aware of the 14-day cooling off period at the time of signing, I can restart that 14-day cooling off period for you from today. Alternatively, Tracy, if you're happy with obviously me taking your case, us as a law firm and our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can obviously get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
No, just do what you're up there.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
I just get it all done.
Tracy, you've got my number now. I won't call you until I have all your details now, okay?
What's your name again?
Michael. My name's Michael.
I'm going to save this number. So
this is my number, yeah. I'm the only person on this line. If you ever need me, you call me. I won't ring you, okay, until I get all of your information back. I'll make sure there's a note on the system that I will only, or our system, or any of our admin team will only email you any updates. And I'll make sure that it's only me that you speak to now from now until the end of this process.
I just remembered. Cool. I took an overdose when I was 11. And I ended up in the Royal Infirmary. I was either 11 or 12. It was when I came out of Cadoss, I think it was. I just remember that one, because I was staying with my mum at the time.
Yeah, committed sex and hospitalisation.
I think I just came out of Cadoss, I can't remember. I just remember that.
And that was, what hospital was that, sorry?
Royal Infirmary, Glasgow Royal Infirmary. Mm-hmm. May as well be a horrifying, can I?
Yeah, why not? So when you were 11?
I don't know if it was 11.
82.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. I'll get all the information back. I'll write to them as well. I'll write to that NHS Trust.
Aye, you may as well just get all the data, know what I mean?
Definitely not.
It's quite a sad life when you think back, but isn't it?
Do you know what, though? Tracy, you're through that now, though. I mean, look at you.
I know that.
You haven't tried anything for 8 years. You've got your family.
I know that's what me and my wee brother talk about all the time, because it's like with my dad and my man and then the homes and all that, what we've got now, you know what I mean? It's just amazing. So, just get on with it, and you get on with it.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to save your number, Michael, and then
I'll make sure I email you all the information over, Tracy, okay? If you need me, give me a ring. I work for you now.
Thank you so much.
Tracy?
No, I think I'm just going to leave it in your good hands, mate.
Thank you so much for talking to me, Tracy, and thank you for being so
kind. No, not a problem.
I'm so happy that you're on the other side to all that.
Oh, definitely. So thank you.
Thanks, Tracy. Bye now.